I have the honor of being joined now by Abraham Cruz Villegas, who is an artist born in Mexico, now lives in France. And your exhibit, Hi, How Are You, Gonzo, is at the Aspen Art Museum right now. A lot of local organizations have plugged in and led activations in that space. So could you begin by telling us a little bit about how you were formed as an artist?
Well, in fact, I think I started like as everybody, like as a child, making drawings at home and at school. And then I just kept doing so. And then very early, as a teenager, I took a workshop with a cartoon artist that I still love and I like very much, whose name is Rafael Barajas, but his nickname is El Fisgón, like the voyeur. And he conducted these workshops for younger people interested in not only in drawing, but also like taking a little twist into more politicized representations. And I started doing that. And then very early also, I started publishing my stuff in magazines and newspapers and making illustration and so on. But also through him, through my professor, El Fisgón, I learned a lot about like art, not only about cartoon art, but like about history of art, I mean, like art history, but in terms of political approach of the political approach of drawing and art, like Daumier, and I don't know, like many other artists, including from Mexico, Jose Guadalupe Posada, and I kept doing so, but also also shifting my gaze into more adventurous experiences in art, mostly more recent ones, let's say like early 20th century ones, like Dada art, the German expressionism before and during the wars, and so like George Gross and Hannah Hoch and many others that kind of transformed also art, like in different places. In, like Marcel Duchamp and Kurt Schwitters and so on. So that's the way I also evolved in terms of my discourse, my language, my vocabulary as an artist. And I still try to do so.
So a major component of your current exhibit at the Aspen Art Museum is this community activation element, where different organizations and groups are going into the space, rearranging the objects you've placed there, and hosting activities. Could you talk a little bit about your theory behind involving the community directly in the making of the art?
Yes. Well, I started doing this kind of experiment slowly in time, but the first, more precisely, like this one in Aspen, I did in Zurich, in Switzerland, some 3 years ago, and it was like providing the staff of the museum with some sketches I made, very simple, kind of childlike drawings that represent, in fact, nothing but just three-dimensional volumes and figures. And then the people in the museum, as in Aspen and before in Austin, and in Zurich and a couple of places more, like Santiago in Chile, they construct the sculptures or the volumes with materials they can find in the museum or around there, and then they decide the shapes, the final shape, but also the dimensions, the scale, the proportions, and the colors, and etc. So when I arrived there to the museum, I kind of it's sort of a blind date that I deal with for making an exhibition. Then these groups of sculptures are used by people from local communities in the places where the museums are, or also by people who I invite from Mexico or from some other places. So to use them as not necessarily as platforms or sets for dancing or playing music on them, but also to move them around the museum. So the exhibition, the display changes accordingly, and it's only at the very end of the exhibition, when it closes, that that we know the final shapes of the works and the exhibition. Mm-hmm. So it's always something I learn a lot from, and that's my real main goal, like understanding the people who appropriate the objects and the sculptures, so to transform the exhibition in something that belongs to them at the end, not only to me, even when the name, I mean, the project has my name, but it now belongs to the different communities that are using literally them.
And how does this relate to autoconstrucción?
I think the idea of the autoconstrucción is something that I didn't create myself. It's more like the term we use in Mexico for appealing to a way of making houses by people in a very solidary and warm process, in which people have no possibility to buy an apartment or a house at once. I mean, like a budget wise, and then they use whatever they have at hand to construct their houses, and then it also creates a very strong social tissue that transforms itself in time according to specific needs and so, and then that's the way I grew up. So it's not a subject matter that I chose or I selected from the repertory of art, but it's part of my experience and part of my own identity. And then I try to be consistent, but of course in the most contradictory of the ways, because if you say Aspen, Austin, Zurich, Santiago, and next year will be Miami, communities and people interacting with the work are very different, and they go unstable, not only physically, but also conceptually. And I think that's very important in terms of the autoconstruction, as the identity for me is something that is impermanent, or, I mean, it's a definitely unfinished thing. It's slippery, unstable, contradictory, and in a permanent critical stage.
Another element of the exhibit at the Aspen Art Museum is all these monkeys that have been painted around the space.
I didn't hear very well.
The monkeys, gorilla.
Yeah. Well, that's an element I've been doing, I mean, since I started drawing, as I said, as a cartoon artist, because in Mexico it happens that people who make this kind of thing, like a comic, in French is bande dessinée or comic strips, you know, and in Mexico it's historietas. We call them in Mexico monitos, literally the translation would be little apes. And then the person who makes them is monero, the person who makes drawings of little apes. And so I started doing that literally, in a stupid, simplistic understanding or interpretation of that, of making drawings of gorillas, orangutans, bonobos, chimpanzee, etc. And I never stopped. So I originally made them with ink or pencil, and then I made some large ones, like making big pieces of paper using tape and so, and then painting them with white acrylic paint, and then using a broom for making these drawings, as trying to use an object that anybody could have at home, but also like a commercial paint. So it's I'm trying to say that anybody can do them. Mm-hmm. There is no virtuoso skill there or technique. Just very simple, quick drawings that I make for, let's say, as a companion for my sculptural exhibitions. Then I make some large ones on the walls of the museums, but also some like graffiti-like ones in the walls of the toilets and in the kind of hidden corners of the museums, under the staircase, on windows, and so on. So this is more like an element that is could be very visible, but also very discreet. And I like that it's the way I refer to our ability to use and make tools for making art. So having an opposable thumb, as all primates do, and being us, the primates that can refer to that conceptually, I keep doing that as a self-portrait, as a permanent self-portrait.
And the monitos have that additional opposable thumb on their feet too, which is really pronounced in at least one of the drawings.
They have more advantages than us in different ways.
Right.
And I believe they communicate much better than humans.
Hmm. And so the name, how are you, Gonzo? Hi, how are you, Gonzo?
Yes.
What is the origin of that name?
Well, originally the exhibition that is traveling from Austin in Texas to Aspen in Colorado and then to Miami, I try always, as I said, not only getting in contact and learning from local communities, but also trying to learn the context and the background, let's say, of the identity of each place. And I found interesting, a personal quotation, let's say, to the local stories of these two first places, Austin and Aspen, about two immigrants, let's say, or two visitors that they became local ones, like the Hunter S. Thompson in Aspen,
mm-hmm.
and I forgot now the name of the Hi, How Are You guy, the rock and roll inspiration for everybody. I tell you now, it's Daniel Johnston, of course, that passed away recently,
mm-hmm.
and so it's more like trying to make a link between the two places with this simple sentence, and then maybe in Miami I would add some extra element related to Miami.
So the exhibit...
This is my son saying, you stuck, can you stop now? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. No problem. And so this exhibit continues in Aspen through January, and KD&K has the honor of hosting an activation tomorrow. This will include record-making and radio abierta, or an open radio session with music and interviews in the space. Local storytellers guided by the organization Writ Large with Alia Howe, and also a dance party from 7 to 9 o'clock. And we thank you, Abraham Cruz Viegas, for joining us on Express Yourself from France and for bringing our community together within this gallery space to experiment. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, though, I just want to say thank you to all of you. I mean, starting with the people of the museum, of course, the curators of both institutions, and then third one in Miami, but mostly the people, the local communities that interact and exchange and can learn from each other, as I'm doing from all of you. Thank you very much, and hopefully we can speak soon again.
Thank you, and have an excellent evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Ciao.